The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Conservationists have recently discovered that much of the protected land in Ivory Coast National Parks has been turned into illegal cocoa farms. Between 2010 and 2013, researchers surveyed 23 protected areas and found that three-quarters of the land had been turned over to cocoa production. There's a growing worldwide demand for chocolate, and Ivory Coast produced a record 1.7 million metric tons of cocoa last year. Many of the older legal cocoa plantations in the country have been blighted by disease or are not producing at earlier levels, which has led some growers to create new farms. And migrants from outside the country have moved into Ivory Coast and have turned to farming to survive. Unfortunately, as a result, the world's demand for chocolate has been very hard on endangered primates from Ivory Coast. That's because today there are parks in Ivory Coast with no forests and no primates, but a sea of cocoa plants. Although a variety of agricultural products are grown illegally in the parks, cocoa constitutes 93%. So just when you thought it was safe to dive into that dark chocolate, just as with other natural resources, it's worth checking on the origin.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.